In most cases, we only seek out massages when we're in some sort of pain or looking for a way to relax. We don't usually expect the treatment to provide both pain and stress relief. Well, Bellavacci cupping massage can do both, in addition to treating cellulite, wrinkles, and adult acne. In today's episode of Marketing and Me, I'm chatting with Lynette Sykes from Arome Massage, who does amazing cupping massages via aromatherapy oils. I've personally had a body massage with Lynette in the past, and following our interview, I quickly booked an appointment for a cupping facial. I'm keen to try that one out. If you're unfamiliar with this form of massage, get ready for a full overview. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guests and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I run a health and wellness copywriting agency while also offering content marketing training. So whether you're keen to outsource or DIY, my team at Right Time Marketing is here for you. Either way, we'll ensure your message is seen and heard by your ideal client. If you're keen to connect, feel free to book in a free 15-minute chat after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today, I'm joined by my guest, Lynette Sykes. Welcome, Lynette.
Hi, Leanne.
Great to have you along.
Thanks for having me on the show.
And very exciting. So I personally have had one of Lynette's cupping massages. It's awesome. It's very cool. If you haven't heard about it, then don't worry. We're going to delve into what it is. But first, I'll just introduce you, Lynette, to everyone so they know who you are. So Lynette is passionate about health and well-being. She understands that many years of working in high-pressure positions can lead to a lack of sleep, stress, and restlessness, along with a poor diet and exercise regime. And all these things can take a huge toll on the body. So Lynette has been a qualified beauty therapist since 2003, a Bellavacci cupping practitioner since 2018, and established Arome Massage in 2020. She first heard about cupping in 2018 while on regular visits to beauty trade shows and had been looking for ways to improve the services offered to clients to enhance their sense of well-being. And it was then that she learned about the specialized silicone cupping massage technique that originated from traditional Eastern medicine. And these days, she administers aromatherapy massage and Bellavacci cupping to ease stress, headaches, sciatica, and muscle tension. In addition, the therapeutic techniques also aid in cellulite reduction, excess toxins removal, energy renewal, dealing with insomnia, etc., as well as help people who want to unwind, reduce weight and belly fat, and decrease eye bags puffiness. And who doesn't want that? So, Lynette, we kind of touched upon there, but could you please share a little bit more about your business journey? What brought you to where you are today?
Thanks. The main reason I'm in beauty is because actually when I was a young girl, I actually decided it was what I wanted to do when I was only 13. And beauty, you've heard the saying, is from within. Well, that actually carries a lot of weight, pardon the pun, because beauty is natural and it does come from within. It's something that we have inside our body, which helps with all the removal of dead skin cells on the skin, but also toxins, which is why in 2018, having been a beauty therapist for over 18 years in the business, I had a business previous to this one, and I knew that there were lots of ways to deal with people with relaxation, and that is what I really enjoyed most, was helping people restore their well-being by enhancing their mood. So when I did my studies, I studied aromatherapy massage and I liked it. And everybody was saying, oh, that's really good. I loved your massage, et cetera, et cetera. So 2020, I decided to open up a business and I wanted to just relax people and their well-being and enhance them by using aromatherapy oils. And that's when Bilabachi, I felt, incorporated very well, because Bilabachi is also essential oils. They use a scientifically formulated process which has been many years in the making, and it's the modern technique of movement flow of cupping therapy. So it's like a massage, but it's actually what you have is it's building a relaxation and moving tissues and circulation to enhance a profound relaxation in the body. So with the technique involved, I actually incorporated that because I wanted people to feel that they could relax and have a deep massage and mood alterating with the cupping. So the cupping is actually a much more, you can relax with a massage. However, it's just not as long lasting and you don't have the same feeling. So I decided that if I could introduce Bilabachi cupping in the massage, that would be great, but also it does alleviate a lot more concerns than aromatherapy massage can do. So, you know, with beauty, it has facials, it has cellulite removal, it has cupping for pain. So if you have a sore shoulder, if you've got insomnia or you've got sinusitis, if you've got fibromyalgia, which is inflammation and joints, well, the cupping is a lot more beneficial than aromatherapy massage is, particularly when aromatherapy massage is using only Swedish techniques, which is just a soft flowing movement, whereas the cupping mixed with the oil, which is a special scientifically formulated oil, which I mentioned, it actually works together. So it pulls up the tissues and you get 5 hours of warming. So the body's actually warming up with 5 hours, and not many massage therapists can go for 5 hours.
No, probably not. no, it's true, because cupping, because usually types of massages I should get are the ones I want to relax and fall asleep to, and then the ones where I want it, like a remedial one, really get in there and relieve the tension and pressure. So cupping kind of combines both of them in a really nice, yeah, relaxing yet effective way, which is pretty cool. Now, I know there's a really cool story about the origins of Bilabachi cupping. You want to go into that?
Well, it's probably not printed on their main webpage. However, when you are trained as a certified Bilabachi cupping therapist, Karen Tobolesky, she's South African. And in 2010, she actually developed the modernised silicone cupping technique, which is vacuum pressured seal cupping. So they're actually squeezable, they're hand squeezable. And she just was playing around with her baby's teat and she was squeezing that teat and she suddenly started putting it on her skin and she realised, oh, this is doing something to my skin. And it's bringing up all the tissue. So she played around and hence she designed the Bilabachi cupping, and it works well for every body because there's different size cups. So she launched it in South Africa, in Cape Town, and since then she's become 22 nations, if not more, around the world. So UK, Brazil, United States, Mexico, Australia, and she's just such a wonderful woman. She's got two girls, and you know, she's improving everybody's health and well-being, and it's distributed to luxury spas. So when you find Bilabachi cupping, it's normally a luxury spa that people want people to come in and enjoy this free-flowing cupping therapy massage that was originated by a woman, an entrepreneur.
Just playing with a baby's milk bottle teats.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this is to show ideas come from everywhere and anywhere, and you would never think, she probably could not imagine back then when, oh, look what this does to my skin, where that's now led 20 nations. That's incredible. So what are the benefits of the cupping therapy?
The main benefits is that it actually helps with, it repairs the tissues, so it enhances circulation, and the benefits are that it will make the tissues warm so that it will produce some healing, and people can actually feel the tension released when they have the massage. So immediately when the cupping is moved on the skin, it's actually the benefit is that it will make people feel a lot more energized, relaxed, but later it will make them feel energized because the body has gone through quite a lot of excess overbuilding with food and non-exercise and things and no rest and stress. So the benefits are is that the cupping, if you have one treatment, you will immediately the next day feel released and relieved. And pretty much it makes you feel vibrant and more uplifted and re-energized. So the benefits are, can also be long-term. It depends on what treatment you have. So cellulite treatments, the benefits are it's non-invasive, whereas a lot of treatments today are invasive and they're quite expensive. So Bellabacci can give you a treatment that you can rest assured you've got some results, and it can be done in a non-invasive way, and it can help you see that your body is more toned. So the benefits is it tones, it exfoliates, and it increases circulation. And so therefore when it eliminates toxins all in the same go. So everything that happens, it's not something you have to go out and run 20 miles a day or juice 50,000 celeries in a Nutribullet. And people go through lots of time. So the benefits are actually can be done in a situation where it's not going to take a lot of time and it can be done on a regular basis. So it's time effective, and the benefits are also you can do it at home. Once you've had a few treatments, you can learn how to do it for yourself.
Wow. So how, if it was for cellulite, how many treatments would you need to, I guess how bad it was initially, but how many treatments would you need to see, you know, optimal results?
Yeah, depending on your circumstances, we assess each person.
Yep.
I look after their consultation, and we spend quite an in-depth detail about what they have, what they are coming in for, and what is the therapy for that. So, for example, should you have really a lot of pain and it's muscular, then muscular pain is going to be a trigger all the time because it's neuropathy. It comes through your mind and it will continue to trigger the pain. So if you're experiencing a lot of pain and it's all the time, you've got previous injuries or concerns, then it could take 4 or 5 or more treatments. So once a week is to put aside once a week to have your cupping treatment on that area. And in 4 to 6 treatments, it should be kept at bay. And I've got clients who've said that nothing else has worked for them. And they're even on their way to surgery for the concerns that they have.
Wow. Cupping
is the only thing that helped them. They've been everywhere. So I would say if you've got an extreme injury, a lot of muscular pain and tightness, because the cupping for treatment should do it. We like to work on weekly. However, if you can't make weekly, then it can be fortnightly, as long as you keep up with it, because it'll keep the pain at bay. So you don't have to take as much medication.
Yeah, it's ideal. So is pain relief cellulite? And you mentioned facials or something. How does that work?
The facials are very exciting because the facial treatments, you can have a person who has really irritated acne.
Me, yeah. Go on.
And, it's quite debilitating. That person, they don't know how to deal with acne. It's a very, very, makes you have very poor self-esteem and not see yourself as really as beautiful from the inside. And it is actually an acne treatment, cupping, because acne is inflammation. So once you remove inflammation, because the pressure in the cupping, we don't leave them sitting on the face. We actually move them around, but it's eliminating the toxins and removing any inflammation, which is causing the skin to get angry. So it starts to repair the tissues. And after two facials, it's an amazing treatment for acne. I've got clients who come back and they've just loved it. They just...
Okay, done. I'll book it in. Because I get it, yeah, I have it that around the jawline, chin, jawline. I have been told it's diet related, but I've so many food intolerances, it's hard to, and it could be stress related too, because I always have a lot going on. But yeah, I always have to put so much like tinted moisturizer on to cover it up, just yeah, self-conscious about it, right? So all right, I'll book it in, and then that sounds great. Because I get monthly facials, like detoxing, deep cleanse ones. And I feel like that's doing something, but the skin still, it still needs further improvement. So maybe the cupping would just take it to the next level. Yeah.
I had a client 2 weeks ago. She came all the way from the Central Coast. I'm the only one who can do what she was looking for, because Gwyneth Paltrow, one of the celebrities, endorses facial cupping.
Oh, there you go. I'm keen to give it a shot because it won't hurt, right? If anything, is it an hour for the face as well as like the body, or is it?
We look at doing around 45 minutes, set up and looking after the skin preparation, and then doing the facial is roughly 45 minutes for a facial cupping. But the actual cupping on the face, we do lymphatic drainage, which is also part of benefits of cupping. Other techniques don't have lymphatic drainage unless you ask for it. So we detox all the skin by doing lymphatic drainage, waking up the lymph nodes, getting them ready, and then massaging with obviously a technique used by Annie Bellabacci technique, facial cupping, and it gets rid of like double chins, saggy jaw, and it promotes collagen. So women in their 25 to 30s, they're very conscious about their up underneath their skin to make sure it looks lifted and they look like they've got chiseled look, very pretty look. You know, they're selfies. They want to go online and look magnificent and have flawless skin.
Yeah. Does it help with wrinkles and things like that?
Yeah, it's wrinkles as well, because it promotes collagen. And it also softens the look of fine lines and wrinkles and puffy under eye bags. So people going through menopause, sleepless nights, and just anyone really from age 16 up. We wouldn't recommend young girls, because cupping is really best for age between 16 to 35, and then more mature from menopause and more mature women. Perhaps up to age 60, depending on the skin, because if their skin's too frail or fine, it's not a good thing to use a stretching technique or uplifting or pulling on the skin. So, but yeah, it's great for people with puffy faces.
Yeah.
You've got a moon face. You think you've got a moon face? You can get the puffiness away. And a lot of people are very careful about you know, how they appear in photos. They're filtering everything, and quite a lot of my clients have come in and they want to get rid of that puffy face, that round face. So cupping does it, facial cupping does it, because
which is the most popular treatment? Is it for the facials, is it for cellulite, is there like kind of one that weighs above all the rest?
I think all of them are equally bound, and the others are concern related. So cellulite and facials are more for women aged between 16, developing cellulite that they may have inherited or genetic. We don't know exactly what causes it. And then on top of it, it can lead up to ages 35 to 40. And then women who have had facials all their lives and are stunningly beautiful, have stunningly beautiful skin, they love to have the facial cupping because it adds a real glow, and it's a glow you'll never, ever, ever get from anywhere. When you're finished, because the skin has got so warm and circulation and the oils, they're virgin coconut oil, they're actually so beneficial for your skin that when you finish, it just feels like you're glowing, like you're married on your wedding day, like you've had a treatment of collagen.
And it's all natural, right? It's just like plastic little things and the oil. That's just very cool. And so basically you can use cupping on most parts of the body. Obviously you wouldn't use it on your eyes or something, but most parts, so most issues in the body, you can treat cupping.
Yeah, you can use it on your forehead, your under eye bag, your jowls, your cheeks, your neck, as long as you're careful with the way that you move the cups, not too close to your jugular. So, and all over the body. Your décolletage is really good when you're starting to get in your 40s or 50s. Women start to notice they're a bit crepey and they're getting lines along the décolletage, and it's important for that to look beautiful as well. If beauty runs skin deep, you want to look nice from head to toe. And you can use it on your arms if they're a bit flabby and you're looking like you've got some bulges going on under the arm. You can just remove the cellulite and remove the flabby, the back wing, you can remove it.
Yeah.
It takes a while, but it works. And then, as I said, the belly fat and the cellulite treatment, they're part of their body, and legs and the back. You can use it all over the body except for possibly most places are in your mouth or in your eyes. So, no, not good for orifices.
Yeah. And would you recommend someone getting, if they obviously have the time and the finances, to get like a head-to-toe cupping experience, or is it kind of better you can't do more than an hour because your body can't handle it? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
The first hour, if you haven't had cupping before and you have a full body, I recommend that the person actually only introduce the first hour and not have a full body massage cupping, because we don't do the belly cupping per se with a full body, because that would be your body would not be able to take the detoxification. It's quite like...
That's what I was thinking, yeah, it'd be pretty full on.
It can make you feel a little bit dehydrated. So if you're not able to rehydrate during the day, if you're going off somewhere and you forget to drink water, it wouldn't be safe to do more than an hour. But most people just come in and they add the facial cupping on. So 1 hour with a facial cupping is fine, but I wouldn't recommend a belly treatment, a cellulite leg treatment, and a full body and a facial cupping. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, you come back a second time. So, all right, today I'm going to focus on the face. Next time, work on the belly. Next time, on the thighs or whatever it is. Yeah. And cool. And so, yeah, so with the belly, so like post-baby belly, that little bit that you just can't get rid of, that helps?
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a lot of post-pregnant ladies. I just don't know if they have. I have had one, actually. She's come in a couple of times with her beautiful little baby, Noah, and I met him when he was 6 months. And she came in every morning at 8 o'clock with Noah.
Yeah.
And at times I had to sit with her and Noah while she was breastfeeding and do her legs. She had a few belly cup treatments, and ladies in their 30s with a couple of children that feel, I just don't like this bulge anymore, then yes, they'll come in and have belly cup treatments, and they like them and they feel they've worked. They say to me, I know it's a bit personal, but they say it's actually helping their menstruation as well. Because that's one thing cupping's really good for.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It helps their menstruation. So if they've been having problems with their menstruation, once they've had the cupping, they said it's helped them a lot.
Wow. Oh, so many benefits. So, I mean, Why, I guess you've kind of covered this a little bit, but why is cuffing a better treatment than some of the other treatments available?
Because it's profound, that it actually offers you a deeper treatment than regular massage, and it's all natural, and it's actually the way your body eliminates what we're doing. So it's so incorporated and in tune with your body that it offers you a much better when you're going for just the normal treatment for someone, they don't actually concentrate on the concern. So if, say, for example, you had to go to see someone regarding the sinuses, then there may be healing ways. They might get you breathing things. They might get you doing techniques, whereas Bella Bacci is actually relieving all the congestion around your under your eyes and in that area, because it's deeper. It's a much deeper penetration because it reaches deep into the third or fourth layer of the epidermis, which most practitioners can't. So that's why acupuncturists and holistic people, they're learning cupping, because cupping, even though it may not have it's got a lot of research, but people find more benefit from cupping than most modalities. So just seeing that they like the results, particularly people that come back to me and say, oh, nothing else has worked, but this works.
Very cool. Oh, I'm loving all this. And just a final question before I go into my usual questions for guests, and that is, how is someone's treatment plan assessed? You kind of just have a talk with them and go, all right, what are your concerns? Okay, we'll start with this and the next time we'll do that. Or what do you do?
Yeah, normally people only come in when they've got pain. Otherwise, I know from personal experience, I won't go somewhere unless I've got pain. Mm. And I'm looking for always a quick fix. And because we are by nature wanting everything now, and we feel that it's just going to work for us, and we don't tend to look after our bodies the way we should. So it has to be looked after on a maintenance program. So how I assess it is I'll talk to the particular person about their a concern. So if it's lack of sleep or it's stress, we'll say, okay, if you're getting stressed, this is the most stressful time. I think you should come through at least every fortnight, every 2 weeks, and continue cupping. If a person looks and thinks, oh, I don't want to commit to that, most people want to try cupping. They just want to try it. And when it works, they don't think they should be coming back.
I
sort of assess it and say, look, it's good that you should come in, but please come back in 2 weeks and maintain it, because it's so difficult. Once the body gets out of balance again, it's hard to get it back again. You're only getting the results from what you're actually going when you come back for your plan every 2 weeks for four treatments. You're actually going to get the maximum results, and we just, unfortunately, as human beings, don't put ourselves first. Yeah. And our body just needs care all the time and maintenance.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, well, I know I'm really going to book in one for the facial. I want to give that a go, and I'm interested to try the belly thing because I'm like that. I have two kids. It's just like, it's just a little bit that just cut. So I want to ask you this, Lynette, and it is, what's the best form of marketing for your business?
The best form of marketing at the moment, I find, is networking, particularly health and wellness networking, not so much the practitioners, but however, they do like to try cupping because they have a curiosity, a tendency to want to find out what it's all about, what is it, and does it work. I think meeting people in person and getting to know them is the basis of a good network. So I find small networking groups for people that are my target market, and of course social media. So, you know, if you join groups on social media, you can gain a lot of trust, and it's local community, digital marketing. Yeah.
Love it. And how do you look after your own health and wellness?
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like I'm not married or have children. However, that in itself can be even more pressure because you have to just do everything yourself. So I like to step aside from what I'm doing and don't let the business rule me, that I rule the business, and take time out when I need to recharge, which is using my cupping. I don't do much with my face, and I should be, because I should be looking, you know, like I've had the cupping done. But I do the cupping on my legs, I do it on my back, I walk around with cups on my knee around the house because I'm not paying knees.
Oh, have you got a photo of that? That'd be
classic. Yes. So, look, I've had many before and afters with my cellulite treatment, yeah, with my legs because I've got really bad cellulite.
Yeah. So, hey, it's the fact that you do the treatment on yourself that's always, you know, you can show your own results. That's a great sign. Yeah.
I rest a lot by de-stressing with lavender. And I lay in a bath for 20 minutes, I put a mask on and just chill. That's how I find and relax.
On that note, do you have preferred oils that you use during treatments, or you kind of mix it up based on the client? How do you work with that?
With the Bellabacci cupping, they're all scientifically formulated. So we have for pain, we have Body Mechanics, we have a sports one, we have circulation, circular flow, we have cellulite be gone. So we have all the oils that we need to use for different circumstances. So we use all different ones, which are got a lot of ingredients. So they use about 5 or 6 up to 10 different essential oils. So cellulite removal would be grapefruits, lemons, citruses, they all remove cellulite. And then you have like circular flow, you'd have more calming and warming, like getting the oils in the treatments. We've got like they're already combined in the product, so we don't have to stress our mind out which ones to be using on the day. Unlike aromatherapy, you have to work with oils that will enhance the person's treatment and be able to give them the results that they require. So if it's calm and soothing, you might ask them, would you like have lavender? Because some people don't or are allergic to lavender. And they'll say, no, lavender. And then you'll just have rose or mirajum or something to help them relax. And then with pain, you might use some different oils, like mainly eucalyptus is really good for pain. And then you can just mix it with some other oils that you choose. It just depends on the day. And we also have oils made up too, which are already made up in the product. So they've got patchouli and sandalwood and things like that, which all help people to, we know which oil to use when they come in.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how can people connect with you?
My connection is mainly due to my website. The traffic comes through. I don't mind a phone call. You can always ring me. I'm happy to give advice over the telephone. For any concerns and how the treatments work. So I've left a couple of links to my website, Bellabacci Cupping Therapy, and my website, Romo Massage. However, I've just had it down for a little bit. I was waiting on a phone call because it's under maintenance. So hopefully when I finish with this podcast, and thanks, you know, for the time, I'll get my website back up. It only takes about 20 minutes to get it back up and running.
Awesome. And I'll put all that in the show notes. I can put your phone number in the show notes too, so if anyone just wants to give you a call, then they can. Yeah. But thank you. This is I've learned a bit more, and we've even spoken about this before, so there's so much to learn. Like I didn't even realize, you probably mentioned facial in passing, but Yeah, that I didn't realize. I mean, I personally usually get massages for pain, like you said. It wouldn't occur to me to go for something else, like the cellulite or the belly or the skin, like on the face. So I hope this has opened up everyone's eyes. And if you are, yeah, a health and wellness practitioner and want to learn about cupping, you know, obviously reach out to Lynette about how you can incorporate that in your treatments. Or you can, if you do live in Sydney, maybe you can refer clients to her. Nice, fun collaboration going on. But, yeah, thanks, Lynette. It's been really good. I really appreciate you putting aside the time to chat with me.
Yeah, thanks. I look forward to seeing you for your facial, and I will let people know the new address once we've picked up, or we should be looking at it very soon. I'll get the original address. It's not far. It's just still on Old Northern Road.
Awesome. So in the hills, in Castle Hill, for those Sydney Hills, yes, come along. Like I said, I've had a back massage, and that was amazing. I'm keen to try other parts now. So thank you. Really enjoyed
this. Thanks, Leanne.
And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. And if you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating or review via your podcast platform of choice. And grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across the socials to get the message out there. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247 or book in a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.